K99.3 WKVI, I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is Taylor Malsom. He drove the number 32 Chevrolet for Turner Scott Motorsports in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series at Kansas last weekend. How did that go for you, Taylor?
Well, it was a good way to start off the season in Truck Series, and having Otterwall on board was pretty fun for the first race, and to have 12 more of them with them is going to be awesome.
And you had a pretty good finish.
Yeah, it went good. I was surprised by it. We just stayed out of trouble. The truck was awesome. The Turner Scott Motorsports guys put a great truck together for made it pretty easy for me to get to the front there.
And you finished fifth, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the team that you raced with at Kansas.
Yeah, they're good. They're fast. I mean, they've proven that over the years in the Truck Series by winning championships and lots of poles and races. For me to get the opportunity to run with them is very exciting, and I'm just going to try to make the most of the situation.
Now you're going to be racing some more with Turner Scott Motorsports?
Yeah, we had 12 totals.
And where are you racing next?
We run Charlotte this weekend, and then the next race would be Texas, and then Gateway, and from there just pretty much the mile and a half and bigger.
Are you pretty confident on the mile and a half?
Yeah, I love those contracts. It's a lot of fun, especially in the Truck Series. Those things move around a lot and makes it for some good racing, especially for the fans.
Now talk about Charlotte coming up this weekend. What are you anticipating for that race?
Well, we got a test here a few weeks back, and we really liked what we had with the truck, and we were one of the faster trucks here, so I'm expecting another good result here and just got to stay out of trouble after seeing how many wrecks when I rewatched the race at Kansas. It's just kind of being patient and not getting taken out in the first 50 to 100 laps and just in logging laps and then go for it at the end. And that's what we're going to try to do here at Charlotte.
What's the home race for most NASCAR drivers? Where do you hail from?
I'm from Seattle. I used to live in North Carolina for like 5 years and then went back out to Seattle to work construction and stuff. So I had to fly back out here for the first time in a long time to race. So, but it's pretty much considered one of my other hometowns. It's a lot of fun out here.
So talk a little bit about your racing career. How did you get started?
I started racing go-karts when I was 15, 16 years old, and went from those to a formula car and then started running 410 sprint cars, did ARCA, Truck Series, and up to Nationwide and back down to the Truck Series now. So it kind of went real fast from 16 to 25. I've learned a lot over the years on growing up and racing and everything, and it's been a lot of fun.
Is racing a family tradition or anything?
Yes and no. My grandpa and uncle raced snowmobiles when they were growing up, and my mom didn't race, my dad didn't race, so it's kind of this I took out to them, and it's really the only thing I was good at, so I had to kind of stick with it and focus on it.
What do you like most about racing?
Probably just the adrenaline you get, the competition level of, you know, you gotta, everything's gotta be right from, you know, your pit stops to your crew guys being on the same page as you, to everyone having fun. There's just a lot of elements in NASCAR or any type of form of racing that you get in a lot of other sports, but at least when you get to go on the track, it's just you and the car, and it's kind of what you do with it to make it what your night is.
I know you said you've driven in the Nationwide Series and the Truck Series, and you've driven a variety of different types of cars. What is your favorite type to race?
Definitely the sprint cars, the 410s, 360 sprint cars. Are, you know, running dirt's my love of racing. I mean, it's just when I go home every weekend and try to run one of those cars, it just kind of brings you back to the real racing world of having fun and just getting things done and getting dirty and Monday morning at the shop washing, you know, your own car and stuff. So just kind of hit that home when you run sprint cars, so I really like those.
Do you still have one?
Yeah, I'm running about 40 shows this year in one. We've ran about 6 this year so far, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you need to plan to come to our local dirt track over here at Plymouth Speedway.
Yeah, no, I need to get, our stuff's all the way out in Washington State, so that's a long haul out there, but
road trip,
maybe
come on.
We'll go to Knoxville, we'll try.
Yeah, well, that'll be fun if you could at least make a try to come out here. We'd
yeah.
certainly enjoy watching you tool around in the dirt for a little while.
That'd be a lot of fun.
If a person is not a fan of NASCAR, what would be your advice to get them interested in the sport?
Get to the racetrack, go to a race. We had one of our outer wall guys who's never been to a race this weekend come, and he was at the track the next day at 7 in the morning for the Cup race because he was so excited after being there and seeing what all the ins and outs of what really goes on during a NASCAR race. It's not just TV commercial. It's a lot more than that, and you get to a race or get a chance to go to a race, I mean, just take it. It's a whole different experience once you're there than watching it on TV.
And one thing that fascinates me about racing is the science and the strategy. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, strategy. I mean, there's so many different elements to win a NASCAR race or to even just run in the top five at, from crew chiefs and everything, the strategies, the tires, everything. It's a big science project, pretty much.
It's a lot to think about while you're racing.
Yeah, I just try to go forward and let them do all the thinking. I don't really have, not smart enough for that.
You just need to turn left and think hard about what you're doing on the track.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
But you do have a road course. Are you going to be racing in a road course sometime?
No, so I think someone else is in the car. That's not one of our 12 races. So I do enjoy road courses a lot, but I'd rather go run a mile and a half personally than do a road course.
Well, you've got one coming up this weekend, and we wish you luck. One more question for you. I ask every driver this question, and it's interesting to hear the different varieties. But I have to ask what your favorite kind of cake is.
My favorite kind of what?
Cake.
Cake.
Yes.
Probably ice cream, Reese's cake. Probably guess one of those ice cream cakes.
Yeah. All
is that considered a cake or not? I don't know.
Well, it's shaped as a cake. It'll work. Sometimes they put frosting on it. It's good. That qualifies. Taylor, good luck this weekend, and we'll catch you on TV.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's Taylor Malsom, driver of the number 32 Chevrolet for Turner Scott Motorsports in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel.